The annual festival Made in Prague, organised by Czech Centre London, is currently underway in Britain, bringing the best of Czech film, visual arts and music to the UK audiences. I discussed the event with the head of Czech Centre London, Přemysl Pela, and I first asked him to explain the title, which this year comes with a postscript on/off.
So as the title suggests, due to the situation, the intention was to have it in somewhat a hybrid mode, that some of the events would be solely online, but some of them we would still like to have them alive with the public. And maybe I say, despite the fact that most of the programming will be online this year, it might be even more important than the previous years, as the pandemic, not only in UK, but in the Czech Republic and other countries, are really shutting down most of the culture institutions. So at least in this format, I hope that the Czech Center will have a nice contribution to the London culture scene in November.
The festival was launched last week with the screening of the film Havel by Slavek Horák. What other films will be on the programme this year?
The festival launched on the 1st of November with the movie Havel. So it's really an incremental part of the festival. The next featured film is by Jiří Havelka, the owners. And we will conclude the festival with the film Charlatan by Agnieszka Holland, which represented the Czech cinematography in the Berlinale Festival. But besides the featured films, we have this year incorporated also a selection of documentary films, which are representing the photographer Antonín Kratochvíl, the filmmaker Jan Schwankmeier, and the singer Miroslav Šbírka. So those will be three documentary movies which are part of the festival.
One of the highlights of this year's event is Krzysztof Kintera's exhibition The End of Fun, which is underway in the Icon Gallery. Who else is exhibiting in Britain?
We had a lineup of opening of exhibition of Matyáš Kohola this weekend in London, but unfortunately that has to be postponed till early December. But we have the ongoing exhibition by Josef Slamal and Andrea Vitlačilová, The Edge of the World and Back to Their Roots, at the gallery space at the Czech Center. We have prepared the digital version of this exhibition so the viewers can really see them in the digital format from the safety of their home.
The festival will close with a concert showcasing young Czech, Hungarian and Polish musicians. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event?
Yes, it is a second run of Electronica, Vision of Sound number 2. It's been launched last November as a joint project with the countries you have mentioned. The Czech Republic will be represented by the band Bratři. And it's a mixture of digital and modern music and audiovisual effects. Of course, due to the restriction, it will be solely online, and it's being done in collaboration with a very well-known musical space, Rich Mix Clubs in London.
Přemysl Pela, head of Czech Centre London, talking about the festival Made in Prague.